That's the worst.
Weed whack. We get your weed whack. You send us weed whack. We love your weed whack. Keep sending weed whack so we can weed whack you on your weed whack. Thank you for weed whack. Weed whack.
Yeah.
So?
Travis Brunner.
You got a thing?
Travis Brunner leading off. I 100% knew as soon as we picked this winner that Brunner was going to be pumped. Like, no one I've ever met dislikes the James family more than Travis Brunner, including you.
Does he know that they invented Taco Tuesday?
He does.
Oh, that's good.
He says, Bronny James, yes. I think this might be my highest level of agreement with the worst y'all ended up on in the history of the podcast, period.
Wow. Wow. That's high praise.
That's high praise. And then I said, I 100% knew that this text was coming. He's like, yes. He's like, I have nothing else. That's it.
Just, I agree.
I agree wholeheartedly and am so glad that you got it right.
The more I thought about it, the more I'm like, yeah, we nailed that. Banish said, just started listening, no clips this week. What's with that?
Few 100, clips.
100% missing the clips. If there's no clips or low number of clips, my brother edited the episode.
To my defense, there wasn't a ton that could have been put in.
Buddy.
What?
Come on.
What?
I can't stop thinking of clips.
I guess you're just better at it.
You have the same lexicon.
Yeah, but the stuff we were talking about, nothing came to me.
Hmm.
Hmm. But also,
it sounds a little bit like a you do it better.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Like, you do it better, so.
It's like, you do it because you do it better. No, I mean, if a thing, and some of them I looked for and I was just like, I can't find it. I was like trying to find a good Duke because you kept saying Duke. So I was looking on Yarn for like somebody yelling Duke, and I found a sweet G.I. Joe clip of Shipwreck yelling Duke, but it's one of those ones where it cuts off in the middle.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
It's so bad. I was like, yes, this is perfect. Oh, no.
It's like, why are you posting that?
Right.
If it's not edited properly. Duh.
So my apologies, listeners.
Hey, I mean, some people are just more dedicated to the podcast, I guess.
It was a time crunch week, too, but I promise the next time I edit, there will be more clips.
What else you got? That was all Spanish.
Ted Sweetman.
T-Sweets?
Ted Sweetman, not a basketball fan, but still listened.
Just at all?
No. He's like, I'm not a sports fan unless it's horse racing and my system is colors. No, he said he was impressed with our level of hatred for Syracuse and Jim Boeheim.
Yeah, it's up there, bro.
Which launched me into just repeating everything we said about Boeheim on the podcast at work just screaming at him. He's like, no, Bron- I heard you.
Without the late push from Bronny, I think
he would have had a shot. That was pretty much it, though.
Joshua Vaughn.
Whoa, just to you?
I guess, if you didn't get anything.
Wow.
He just wrote, Bronny James Dio.
That's pretty good.
Right? Yeah. And then he said, you forgot to mention the whole Ball family, LeVar included. To which I was like, they only Lonzo played one and done. Like, they weren't really college basketball at all.
And you could argue that that was the best he ever was his 1 year in college.
Because Lonzo played the 1 year, and LaMelo played
LaMelo
overseas.
LaMelo went to Australia.
And who's the other one?
LiAngelo.
LiAngelo. LaChode. But Josh is coming in with Bronny James Dio.
That's sweet. LaVar Ball would be a contender if we just did basketball.
If you just did life. You got more?
Nope. Unless you want me to do Goosh.
Sure.
Joey Goosh. I missed some of the content of these of the episode because I was trying to figure out which one of you was Mad Dog and which one was Francesa. Which one was Greeny and which one was Golic? Great analysis.
Duh.
I don't know in that case.
I don't
want
to be any of those
I know,
people.
I don't really either. But I think you're right. Francesa is the lesser of the four evils.
I sheepishly, but you can't be him too.
I know. I'm
Francesa, you're
Mad
Dog.
I'm probably Mad Dog. Because I got pretty fired up at one point. I remember I was yelling.
Just don't want to be any of them. They're all ass.
Definitely not Golic. Like, Greeny's bad, but he's harmless.
Nope.
You know, you're not a Greeny guy.
No, he's atrocious. Oh man, see, like Greeny's like a nerd, but like Golic's like tough.
Yeah, he's like a
he's like an athlete,
rugged athlete.
But
Golic reminds me
of not really.
Golic's the modern version of Chuck Dickerson, but on TV. Just like I could see him doing a show from Hooters in Rochester and having chicken wings all over his face.
Is he still on
his
TV?
Beard. Golic? I don't know. Hope not.
I'm sure he has a podcast no one listens to. I guess we close it out with Brad Pelton. A couple quick
Matt
quickies.
Flow.
Couple quickies. He says, a flat rate salary for college coaches? No way.
That's it?
To which I said, yeah, that might be a worst podcast take ever.
Duh.
Flat rate for
coaches.
Yeah,
it would be sweet for the game.
Why?
Because.
Oh.
That's it. Coaches getting paid too much. It sucks.
I rescind. Then he throws in, Binghamton also played Roberts Wesleyan. Like, just wow. Piling on the Binghamton awful early season schedule.
Wow.
Playing D2s.
I don't know, man. You better watch out for Bloomsburg. Go Huskies.
And then he closed with, wow, didn't see that winner coming. I'm like, I didn't either.
Hey. Sometimes you get blindsided.
Right? Sometimes you.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Life is hard. And you get blindsided by the worst thing.
And you and Bronny James.
Bronny James Dio.
Yeah. So that was it. Nice little feedback. And watch our feedback. Thank you for feedback. Give send us feedback. We love your feedback. So send us feedback. And we will feedback. You want your feedback.
Don't be the worst.